like you literally mentally numb out everything from the outside and you go into that.
Because you're so focused on the show.
Exactly.
That's so crazy. That's what these guys are doing. I respect that. That's why I'm like, keep telling you, just give another chance. What if you actually like it? Latinx Nation. I am one of your hosts, Sals, and I am joined with one of my great friends.
Carla. What's up, y'all? What's up?
We are chilling. We are catching up. This is episode 81.
Shit.
I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode with Ernesto, with his crazy story.
Yes. I mean, I know I did. We have some cool things, projects, hoping we can, like, work with them.
Yeah, we're hoping to work with them, get some new stuff going, and then see what the future's holding up, especially with 2020 being such a weird year.
Yeah.
Just crazy. Yeah. And so much stuff going on.
It's like, I feel like it never stops.
No, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. You kind of just have to learn how to be so adaptable and really just know how to move your pieces around. You know what I mean? Like, because it's, you think things are going to get better. But you can't really just wait for them to get better. You kind of have to do it yourself at this point, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, there's a time for waiting, but there's a time for
don't. Definitely, definitely. I'm not saying, don't wait around and don't be patient. Don't stand in silence. But because I think those things are really valuable. But also,
I just want to say appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, at least for my personal, all right. I need to get things going. I need to... figure out some stuff, you know, whether it's
always saying that too.
Yeah. Whether it's, and I think that's just me though, you know, that's always me. Like I'm all 2020 or not. Like I'm always just like, all right, I'm over it. Let's do something. Let's go. Come on. Like change it up, you know, change the pace, like trying to be adaptable to whatever I can as much as I can.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good attitude to have, especially just going into something that's new and that's scary.
Yeah.
You know, imagine just having no fear can get you really far, but then get you into decisions that you probably might not want to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like don't give up on fear, you know?
Yeah, we were, I don't know if you've seen it, Sal, but there's this new show on Netflix. It's called Lock and Key.
I have not been able to see it yet. Yeah. I'm trying to finish all my shows. I just finished Supernatural.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you like Supernatural, you'll like Lock and Key. We also started watching Legacies. That one's a really good one.
That's Is that an X-Men one?
No. No, it's on Netflix. It's just it's kind of like Supernatural situation.
Oh, no, X-Men.
What do you mean?
It's not new anymore, but there was a show, I think it was called Legacy, that it was about, it was Legion. Sorry, it was Legion. It's about, Professor X.
His son.
And it was about his son. He was his name was Legion. He's supposed to be the most powerful mutant ever. We're getting so nerdy, but I love it.
It's all right.
So I thought it was that one, but no, it's Legion. So Legacies. What is that about?
I think, let me pull it up and see if that is it. Legacy.
By the way, y'all, we have Melanie in the background. She's doing her own thing. But she'll be popping in and out if she wants to, but she is tired. Because we've been saying, she has been busy being an educator for our kids' future. Mm-hmm. So I give her props to that.
It's true.
And I think we're having an Amazon drop off coming So thank you to all the Amazon and package delivery drivers. Yes. We just had a package come through coincidentally.
Yes.
But y'all be working hard, so I appreciate y'all.
So it's called Legacy. So that one's a little bit about, I don't want to go too much into that one because I was actually going to talk about Lock and Key. Mm-hmm. But it's just, supernatural creatures that are staying at a school and then they're being faced with, monsters that are coming into their school trying to, steal some, pieces that it's going to open the portal to something. And it's just, it's really cool.
So that's cool.
Yeah. But back to Lock and Key. Connecting it to what you were saying about fear. There's an episode in there where, and sorry, spoiler alert, well, it's not bad spoiler, but one of the main characters, they kill their fear. So they go into their own mind and then they kill their fear that's in their mind. Wow. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And it's like me and Dwayne got talking about it, how that is like something really interesting, how fear, like that's cool, you know, like no fear, you know, is, I don't know, pushing you to like talk to the person you like, you know, or some shit like that, or make an investment that you've been like scared to invest in or something, or finish something that you've been scared to finish, or talk to somebody that, I don't know, things like that, you know? And so we got talking about it, but then I told him, I'm like, but if we lose our fear, it's also really scary.
It is scary.
Cause it's like, that's oh my funny.
Goodness. I'm sorry. Speaking on the Amazon package, we just got, we just destroyed broke. It.
But yeah, you know, that's like scary because it's like, fear is really like, it puts us, it brings us a balance.
It does. It's like a defensive mechanism. Yes, in case y'all didn't hear, Melanie said it's like a defensive mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was just really interesting how, like, that just, I don't know. You'll have to watch the show, but it was really like.
So that's two shows that we just recommended to y'all.
No, not Seismonauts. That's another one.
Oh, that was something else we were talking about.
Yeah, so Lock and Key. And
Lock and Key and Legacies. And also Legion. If you guys are like, you guys like X-Men, check it out. You might like it.
We might watch that. Yeah, because we're almost done with Legacy. And there's two seasons to that one, so that one's really good. Lock and Key is brand new one. There's like one season. And then we got Selena. Which is our episode for today.
Yeah.
Well, mainly it was just like, we were going to hang out today and just talk to you guys, I think, mainly.
Yeah.
Because we haven't for a while and we've all been busy. People are busy. So it's kind of hard to get people to interview right now.
Mm-hmm. Especially during the holidays.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily hard. I think it's more like a, you know what? I don't want to bother anybody, whether like with family or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So typically we get kind of slow during this time because obviously people want to be with the family or their loved ones.
Yeah.
Just do the thing. So we respect that.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's nice to be in a more like, included setting with like just the three of us.
Yeah, just the three of us. That's when you tune in that song, you know.
Exactly. If we had a copyright.
Damn. Okay.
Anyway, what's it called? Selena, I have only seen the first episode. I with like 4 minutes left to it. But you have seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then my parents are finishing it. Melanie's parents are done with it, right?
Yeah.
They're done with it. So we have different perspectives on what Selena's pretty much showing.
Yeah.
Or like how it is so far.
Yeah.
So tell me about your experience, because your experience was kind of weird and then we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah. I think it's, so it got released Friday. It was kind of hard to get into it because first of all, I'm over here like my expectations are the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, J-Lo did an amazing, like, maybe it just imprinted me so much magically in a sense as a little kid, mm-hmm. as a little Latina girl, that I was like, J-Lo is like my hero in that, you know? And so,
right.
So going into this episode, into the show on Friday when it got released, I was still currently working on class and it was like my last day of the semester. And so I started watching it and I'm like, I'll start working on my homework and it just didn't catch my attention as much. I don't know. And like I said, maybe it's because I had the expectations from the movie.
Maybe.
But, you know, I just kept watching it and then I left it in the background noise and I'm like, whatever. Saturday, I didn't really watch it. Sunday, I watched bits and pieces of it. So then, like, yesterday, I was in, like, episode 9, maybe 8. And that's when you and Melanie were like, maybe you should, like, you know, give it a chance because it's more of an intense version of the movie. Because the movie is so concentrated. It's like a thing of its own.
Where like, it just goes over the bits and pieces of her life that led to who she became.
Yeah. And so this morning, I've been kind of like with a little slight cough. No corona, everybody. Don't worry.
Allergies.
Yeah. But, no. Dies over the mic. Mic dropped.
But respect to everybody that's dealing with this. We all
know yes.
This. It has been a terrible, terrible time. We had a few scares every now and then, but nothing related to COVID.
Yes.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Stay safe out there.
Stay safe as much as you can. I'm sorry that we kid. You know, we make fun, but at the same time, this is a very serious thing.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it definitely is. I mean, like, we've had family members that have gotten it already, and mm-hmm. thankfully they have recovered strong, and but it's definitely scary, and it's definitely, like, sad to see that some people have left us because of that. And so
there's two people I know personally that died because of it. Yeah. I didn't know them that well. I didn't know them for a good chunk of my life.
Yeah. So just, yeah, definitely be careful out there, guys. Please wear your mask. I'm wearing my mask everywhere. And even yesterday we had a family dinner, and yeah, I know I could joke about it, but even at the family dinner, I wore my mask. Like, okay, it might be allergies, but I'm still wearing my mask. Because first of all, one, we have my uncle that's, you know, starting to recover here at home. And then two, it's there's little kids around, and I know that if anything, I mean, I wouldn't have gone at all, but it's just allergies. So I'm very aware that it's just allergies, but I still need to be respectful of those around me.
Okay. That's the world we live in right now. So hopefully we're up to a recovery stage at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, cases are rising up. You know, that's our COVID talk for today. So be safe.
Yes.
And take this seriously as much as you can.
Yesterday we were talking about it, and this morning I got to sleep in. I didn't work today, and I just watched it, finished it. I actually rewinded it, like, to episode 5, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, let's give it another chance. And by episode 7, I was crying. By episode 9, I was really mad. By the end of it, I was crying again. So there's just so many things, like, cultural wise, like, she went through so much shit, and those are things that we're still going through as Latinas, Latinx people, and I think that's when I hit, like, I'm kind of mad about this, because it's still a shit, like, it's still a thing.
So what kind of shit were you
talking about? Meaning, like, when they were trying to get, when she finally was able to get a record album, you know, I don't want to, like, ruin it for anybody, I don't want to, like, spoil it here, but, so being very vague, she was able to get a record label, but they only wanted it in Spanish, and which is cool, you know. And then she, one of her biggest things is, I want to release an English album. Like, that's what I want. They're like, no, like, you're Latina, like, you're, they use better words, but, you know, they were like, you're Latina, you're brought on as a Tejana singer. So that doesn't make sense for you to release an English album. They're like, what the fuck? In my head, I'm like, what the fuck? She can release whatever she wants. And then just, like, the way they were trying to, like, the industry trying to, like, this is what you're going to wear. This is how you're supposed to look. This, it's, like, it's really frustrating, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, maybe Selena was probably very whitewashed, you know, in the way she grew up at first, because she didn't know Spanish.
She didn't know Spanish until she was a lot older.
A lot of her favorite artists were, like,
Disco stars,
you know? It's like, and that's fine. And so it's like, finally, when she was getting into this motion of expressing herself in her culture as a Mexicana, mm-hmm. you know, as a Latina, like, they're over here, you gotta wear this, you gotta only sing this, and it's like,
how some form or another, like, the entertainment industry is still gonna try to be very controlling.
Mm-hmm.
The media is gonna be very controlling.
So that to me was really frustrating, and I'm like, damn, man, that really sucks. Because it's like, one, you have her dad, who's very intense.
If you guys know anything about Selena, he is very intense. Her dad is very intense.
Yeah, and I get it. He wanted everything he didn't have for his kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, a point where you're living your dream through your kids, and then you're pushing them for so much. And he was just really intense for me.
He's a very old school music person, because he gets the industry in some form or another. But at the same time, it's still your kids.
Like, yeah. Shit. Yeah. So really intense part. But okay. So she has that on her shoulder at home. Mm-hmm. And then on the other shoulder, she has the music industry telling her who she is too. And it's like, damn, this fucking sucks.
Yeah. And what's it called? What I always liked about Selena ever since when I was a kid, especially just because the only thing I knew was whatever was on TV or whatever was on, or, like, the movie.
Yeah.
Or, like, she tried breaking barriers of, like, people trying to tell her who she is, and she's like, no, this is who I am.
Exactly. And that's where I was, like, crying about certain areas where I'm like, yes, get it. Like, that is you, you know? And even in the show, she said a couple words that really stood out to me about her appreciating her culture finally as an adult. Mm. And I thought that was really cute to put that in the series, because I'm like, dang, like, I don't know, like, I could relate in that, you know, because it's like, okay, maybe I didn't grow up just like her, but I grew up in a society where it's very, very whitewashed, right? And I was, like, influenced to wear chacos and, I don't know, like, weird, cool stuff, but that I still to this day wear and I love. But you know what I mean? Like, I felt even more pushed on that I should wear this if I want to look like I fit in, you know? But then it's like, now I'm older and I'm like, I'm Latina and I'm still wearing chacos and that is okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, exactly. So, so yeah, like, that's why I was kind of like on and off breaking me. But.
Well, yeah, it's just this whole idea of like industry moguls can decide what the media looks like. I feel like that's such an outdated like concept that I feel like now people are finally starting to break. Or just starting to embrace, like, the realism of what cultures bring, you know? Yeah. And even though it was an uphill battle for most of the time, but right now we're finally hitting a shift in media where we're just, people are starting to notice, and hopefully soon there's a lot more being done, even though there is a lot being done now.
Yeah.
But, like, with award shows like the Grammys or the fucking Oscars that have bullshitted a whole bunch of stuff, leading to like nominations or like inclusivity and stuff like that. Like, I feel like there's still a lot more work to be done, especially with like just the media and recognizing talent for talent.
Yeah.
Rather than like.
But it's also something really interesting, and maybe this goes beyond just the media, but when I was in Guatemala, even the media there, like, it's really pushed upon if. Okay, for example. We were going to downtown Guatemala City, and this was, like, three of us that were on this trip. And we're going on buses, obviously. And so we're going from the mall to the bus station. And so on our way from the bus station to the mall, we see posters, like, all over, right? Guatemala City is, like, L.A. 10 times more intense. Really crowded, really intense. But so we're walking from the bus station to the mall, and you see posters everywhere. You see flyers everywhere. You see billboards, you see posters on cars, you know, like the wraps on cars, the promoting stuff. And when they're promoting either movies, when they're promoting businesses, when they're promoting certain products, most of these women, the and it was really almost like most of them women that were promoting these stuff, were white, were light, white-skinned women.
Either white or light-skinned.
Yeah. And so, anyways, we didn't really think much about it. And so towards the end of that trip, we met this couple, this really awesome couple in Guatemala, in Antigua. And she's actually from the Bay Area, I believe. I believe she's from the Bay Area. And her fiance, I don't know if they're still together, actually. I lost touch with them. But he lives in Guatemala City. And so we started, like, getting to know each other. We went out to dinner that same night. And she told us that she actually has been dating this guy for, like, more than 10 years and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, she said that this trip was mainly designed for her to go for an audition to do a promotion on some coffee. Not coffee. What the fuck? I'm always thinking about coffee. No, about a product. I can't remember what the product was.
Okay.
But she was going out there to promote a product. She has nothing to do in acting. She's never been an actor. She's never done anything like that.
But she was offered that role.
And I'm like, really? And she's like tall, blonde, blue-eyed, beautiful, beautiful woman. So it's just, I think about that example. I think about Celia Cruz, you know, that's like a big example too that I've always looked into. Like, she wasn't the singer that her parents thought, you know, that they picked. They were like, your older sister's going to be the singer because she's beautiful and she's light-skinned.
And she's beautiful because she's light-skinned.
Yeah, exactly. But Celia Cruz, nah, you can't do this, girl. But look at it. She fucking...
She's a queen, though.
Queen, yes. And so it's like things like that where I'm like, so I don't... I think it's a worldwide thing. It's not necessarily just like Hollywood, you know?
Oh, yeah. But it's Hollywood's like, supposed to represent the media perspective of the Western world.
Yes, yes.
But I agree with you. It is a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
We're all deemed as like by our skin color, by how we wear clothes or our hair. In some form or another, we're being judged. It makes no sense. It makes no fucking sense.
I don't get it, but it's like a question that Like, where do you find the answer for this, you know?
Yeah, where do you find the answer? Like, you go to sociologists, you go to, like, where do you go to?
Like, why is racism a thing?
Yeah.
Why is that?
And I feel like it goes back to, like, the monarchy. Mm-hmm. When, like, everything used to be, like, a monarch. Everything had a king, a queen. And those people that were lost to history, like, kings and queens, like, from our side of the world, where it was, like, the Mayans, the Aztecs.
Yeah.
Incas, todo ellos, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you got, like, people from, like, the continent of Africa where there's all those kings and queens that we don't hear about. Mm-hmm. The only ones we hear about, if anything, are probably, like, the ones from, like, Egypt, because there were also Roman conquerors that were involved with Egyptian people.
Yeah, maybe. We'll definitely have to look more into this because, yeah, it's, like, it's mind-blowing to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, that's always a concept that's always really been interesting to me because it's just, like, facing it firsthand, you know, where it's like people have been racist towards me. Yeah. And it's like, dang, I can't believe you face this and I'm darker than you. Like, that's crazy, you know, or questions like that. Like,
or
questions
why that even is a concept.
Exactly. And it's like, oh my God. It's just, there's so many like things where it's like, I don't know, like I've been judged just by my height, as simple as that. Like, mm-hmm. height, like, length of hair, you know, length of hair is
when length of hair.
Yeah, like in Guatemala, like length of hair is a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I kid you not. The style of your nose, like, oh, if you're immediately not mine, okay, no. Like, you're unworthy to me. It's like,
wow.
Damn, girl, I'm half Mayan, I guess I could say. But it's just like, I don't know. I always, maybe this is just the stoner version of me that comes out sometimes and I talk about this, but it's like, I don't understand the concept of, like, hate. Like, if you were to ask me, Carla, who is your worst enemy? Who do you hate? Like, even people that have, like, hurt me, and if they were to come to me one day and be like, hey, I need your help. Yeah, what do you need? Like, I don't get the concept of, like, disliking somebody or mm-hmm. being offended. Like, I don't know. It's just, I can't wrap my mind around it.
Yeah, it's a weird concept, and I feel like it's just fed by greed, or it's fed by, like, power-seeking, or, like, just, like, power-hungry people. It's like that old saying, like, whoever wins the war survives the massive event, writes the storybooks, you know?
Yeah. Y'all need to smoke weed.
Or read books, do something.
Smoke weed and read books. How often do you hear Tupac getting in fights over here? Never.
Tupac.
Snoop, what the fuck?
Tupac was in a shit ton of fights when he was
No, I mean Snoop.
Even Snoop, but
that's then.
That was then.
Now,
was
where is he, man? He's over here hanging out.
And he's over here commenting Mike Tyson fucking Roy Jones Jr.
Oh my God.
Which I thought was a cool fight. It was an embracing fight. It's nothing like this Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather
shit. How was that? I never even asked you about that.
Floyd Mayweather just announced that he's going to fight Logan Paul in February.
Logan Paul, the YouTuber?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Well, he has a few fights.
I know, I thought the same thing.
Excuse me?
No, a lot of people don't fucking like it.
I don't like Logan. I don't like the Paul brothers at all.
There you go. You don't like the Paul brothers. No. What's it called? They can fight, but they can't fight, I don't think, in a professional level. But hey, there's a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to fighting, because people can talk shit all they want, mm-hmm. but there's only a certain few that are actually willing to get in that fucking ring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can talk as much as they want.
So Mayweather is definitely like,
Mayweather's like, I'm trying to get this money.
He's like, shut the fuck up.
This ain't gonna fuck with his record. He's going in there chilling.
Yeah. That's crazy though. I didn't know they were gonna fight.
They just announced it.
Oh my God.
So there's a whole lot of skepticism coming from that. A lot of people don't want the fight. A lot of people are saying that they don't want to buy into the fight.
Maybe it's also publicity.
It is definitely publicity. You know? But he just wants to make money, and at the same time,
he always wants to make money.
Floyd wants to make money regardless. That's like the number one thing. Yeah. But I think he wants to also prove a point where it's like, not just anybody can come into the square circle.
Yeah.
You know, it takes real fucking knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. We're going to have to watch that.
I don't want
to watch it. I mean, if we have to pay for it, no.
No, but I don't want to watch it. It's like,
I want to watch it. No, I want to get high.
I don't want to see someone die.
Listen, I want to get high and I want to watch it before. I mean, before, after. Because I'm going to sit here and be like, this is a joke.
It's because you're going to see a whole different level of class when it comes to Floyd and boxing.
See, has Logan Paul even fought like that before? Yeah. Like in like that higher of a professional?
Hell no, not in that type of
professional. I'm like, I know he fought like
he fought
a couple.
He fought like a Sai and shit like twice. They had a draw and they had a rematch and like Sai won. But like, he's been fighting. You know, he has skills. I can't take away that.
Really?
He does have skills.
I've never seen him fight, so I can't really.
Doesn't have like to go against fucking Floyd? God damn.
That's really funny. Yeah, I don't. Ugh. Did he win his last fight?
His brother won his last fight. He had an impressive KO.
Oh, wow.
Against, I forgot what his name.
Peterson. Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Hopefully, I'm not mixing up the fighters, but yeah, his brother just won really fucking well. He was like a perfect fight for him. And he took advantage of like his opponent's eagerness. Mm-hmm. And he left himself open. He came in with like, I think, a left hook or a right hook.
Damn, knocked him out.
He knocked him out clean.
Motherfucker. That's crazy.
So I'm saying these two dudes, they got power, they got some speed, but like their movement and their fluidity is like, it's not, I don't think it's going to be on par with like professional fighters.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in. best of luck to you. Don't get killed out there.
Be safe.
He's fucking safe, but damn, man.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll, yeah.
But this is what the media is trying to do right now. They're trying to bring out spectacle, like, which is what they're always trying to do. Yeah. Like with Selena, they're like, all right, cool. It's been more than like 20 years, almost 20 years.
20 years? When did Selena the movie come out?
1998.
Yeah?
99. 98, 99.
Hey, Siri.
Nah,
Siri don't listen.
Nah, she's like, nah, not listening to you. You busy.
She never listens to me. Stupid Siri. I'm sorry, getting hate mail from her.
1997. Came out in 97, starring J-Lo. Amazing fucking movie. Thought it was great. Yeah. I think Selena's dad didn't like the movie.
Okay.
I think he didn't like
it. What was your perspective on the first episode?
So on the first episode, I like how they went back into like her origin and like how her dad kind of noticed like her singing. And like he kind of put everyone in a role. Mm-hmm. In the band, like he's like reliving like his glory days when he was in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Los Dinos, I think, right?
Los Dinos, yeah.
And so what's it called, so he got them and he wanted to create like he wanted to bring them together with music, but I felt like he actually just wanted to find a way to make money because they had like a restaurant growing up.
Yeah,
that they lost through the recession in 1980.
Yeah.
And they talked about that in the movie, I mean in the show. They brought it up in a line in the movie, and I finally understood. I was like, cool, that's the restaurant.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so, what's it called? Now it's yes. I like that they're taking their time explaining who she is and why she's this way. Because in the movie, we just saw her, like, she was a kid in one scene doing the washing machine on a playa to, like, doing shows and, like, carnivals in Texas and shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why, like, my perspective was, like, ready for all the big stuff. Go, go, go.
Right.
But this one's, like, hey.
This
one's
a slow burn. It's taking its time.
Which
it
wants
you to see who she
is. It definitely, give it another chance, guys. Like, if you are, like, through episode one and you're like, nah, screw this. Like, no, no, no. I really say give it a chance.
Because she was just like you, like, a day ago.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, nah, I don't want to watch this show, whatever. And I watched it all by myself. Usually I will.
But I like shows that take their time with, like, their characters. They're developing their characters.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have, like, a literal arc, you know? You want to see them progress.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, at least. So
yeah.
Just by watching the first episode, I can see that they're trying to... The first three episodes, I like Michael Peña. From he was in everything, like, Narcos, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Fucking sick. Favorite movie that I've seen him in is End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal.
What is it called?
End of Watch. I like their acting and the writing in that movie. Even though a lot of people don't like Cops right now, I understand. I get it. I'm not really digging Cops either, but that was a good movie to watch. The show's like the craziness.
It sounds familiar. I feel like I've seen it. Mm-hmm.
But what's it called? He said that when he watches shows, he understands like the first three episodes, especially in Netflix, they're world building. They're creating this world that you can like enter and understand how it is right now during this time, especially if it's a timepiece. And I consider Selena a timepiece.
Definitely.
Because it was the 80s, 90s, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So you get to see what the world was like during that time. What these different events that led to their decisions of moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, just with the first episode, you see them start a band, practice, have different experiences in life. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they had a restaurant, they lost it, they went through a recession. They moved with their, like, Theo or something in Corpus Christi.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they finally did, like, their first live performance that was deemed successful.
Yeah.
This all happened in the first episode.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit to get into, like, 37 minutes of content.
It's true, it's true. That's actually a good way to see it. I never really, like... Holy shit, it's like a timepiece. It's like a time portal. We get to enter into these time portals. And that's why when we watch these movies, we watch these shows. Like, for example, one of my relationship goals is Grey's Anatomy. Like, that show, even though as exaggerated as it gets, that it makes no entirely sense. Right. Sometimes you're like, really? Come on. It's like, going into that, it's like, you can be sitting right next to me and telling me a story and I'll be so tuned into the show. I'm like, wait, sorry, what did you say? I zoned out a little bit.
Right.
It's like you literally mentally numb out everything from the outside and you go into that.
Because you're so focused on the show.
Exactly.
That's what these guys are doing. I respect that. That's why I'm like, keep telling you, just give another chance. What if you actually like it? Yeah. And you did.
Yeah, I did.
You did. And basically what these shows want to do, they want to bring emotion out of you, whether it's excitement, it's love, it's hate, or it's sadness.
All of the above.
So I'm excited to finish that show, but I feel like representation in the media is very important because we just talked about, I don't know how many shows right now in this episode.
I know. I feel like this whole show episode has been about shows.
It's all been about shows, right? Fun. But it's like, how do we approach it, you know?
That's okay, yeah.
You know, how do we approach, like, the shows that we want to take in? Because there's so many shows we can watch.
There really is.
So how do you pick and choose, you know? Yeah. Do you just let the Netflix algorithm or Hulu or... do their thing and
I think the thing that really determines what show I'm going to be watching next is it's really like it needs to hit a spot in something I've experienced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, maybe Grey's Anatomy hasn't been something I've experienced, thankfully. Gracias a Dios. But the relationships between the characters. Like having that, it's like novelas.
You have to be emotionally involved.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You're like, la Cristina esto y the, like, what? But, or Teresa, you know. La gaviota. Shit, I forgot about that. But yeah, you know, you really have to be like emotionally. That's like I was telling you earlier, seis manos, right? Anime. I don't really watch a lot of animes. Dwayne watches them all the time. He's really into it, and there's every now and then, like, an anime that I'll get into with him, but it takes me a little bit, because it's just such fast pace, and so then this day, you know, he was watching Seis Manos, he was in the living room, and I'm in the kitchen writing a paper, and one of the characters from the anime is like, pinche pendejo.
Animes are typically, like, Japanese, like, animated films. Anime, you know? They're animated films or shows that are fucking intense, high-paced.
Yeah, exactly. And so then... visuals and
fighting incredible, but...
Yeah, exactly. So then I'm just like, when I heard Pinche Pendejo, I looked up from my computer. And I'm like, babe, what are you watching? And he's like, Seis Manos. He said it, like, with an accent, obviously. And I'm like, what is it called? And then I looked at the title. I'm like, oh, Seis Manos? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, and I started watching it with him because I'm like, it was a Latin anime. And I'm like, oh, this is really cool. You know? And so it's something that like ties into like my personal experiences as a Latina or Latinx, like that's always going to catch my attention. You know, like, ooh, that's made from a Latin company. Okay. What's the ethics, you know, the values behind it. Cool. Right. Let's do it. Let's invest in it. You know, even to that point, like not necessarily.
And it makes sense because it's your culture or it's like a culture that's close to you in some sense.
Yeah.
You know, you're instinctively going to be attracted to that.
Exactly.
But I get it, though. It's something that, like, if I like it, I'll watch it. If I don't, then no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, I agree with you. You have to find something that you connect with.
Exactly.
Whether it's a character, it's a couple, or if it's just a story or idea.
Yeah, it has to hook you.
Yeah, it has to hook you. That's supposed to hook.
Yep.
It has to reel you in, man.
Yeah.
Like, with me and Avatar, like, not the fucking movie, the fucking...
Or show?
The show, Avatar, The Last Airbender. Mm. That is one of my favorite fucking shows. Yeah.
That's probably the show Melanie was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's the show. Yeah. So there's a lot of weirdness around that show because it's like, is it really an anime? Because it wasn't made in Japan, mm-hmm. you know? But like, yeah. there's a lot of ambiguity with that now.
Yeah.
Nowadays with Netflix coming out with their own animes. Yeah. Well, what's it called? Avatar was like, it's a Nickelodeon show. It's not, a lot of people didn't consider it an anime mm-hmm. just because it was made in the US, you know, it wasn't dubbed. Mm-hmm. And so it was a unique story, and I'm glad that it was written and it was done.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully Netflix doesn't fuck it up. But it's very unique. Even though I have nothing that would like connect me to Asian culture rather than martial arts. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what got me.
Yeah.
Because okay. I'm really big on martial arts. I fucking love martial arts. Mm-hmm. And all of the bending styles in the show are reflections of different forms of martial arts.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I can appreciate that. And then the writing, the storytelling itself mm-hmm. was just incredible.
Okay.
And I can't go away from that. I'm a lifelong fan now.
And it's on Netflix?
And it's on Netflix. And they're going to be doing a live action version.
Really?
So I'm excited.
Wait, they have a live action movie.
And that movie is going to be discredited and disbarred and fuck that movie.
Why? Why?
Because it's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's just terribly done.
I mean, I fell asleep in it, so.
It's just bad.
But I fall asleep in a lot of things. So.
The reason why I say it was bad from my perspective is because the writing was rushed and it was like too much. It was leading into the hype of like the major success of the show. Mm-hmm. And so because of that movie, I was excited to watch it. When I finally did, I saw some of it and it was like, it just didn't look good. Okay. I'm like, let me give it a chance because, you know, they're mm-hmm. trying. It's a show I love.
Yeah.
I want to watch it. Mm-hmm. I see some of it. I don't even finish the fucking movie. The acting is done so weirdly where it's bad. It's not even so bad that it's good. It's just bad.
Yeah.
You know, where like they didn't understand the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. I think the writers weren't even involved with the movie. Mm-hmm. It was like M. Night Shyamalan, which, you know, if you know his movies, he's a great director. He has some hit. He has a lot of hits. He has a lot of misses, though. It's because, you know, you don't get them all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
But his biggest successes were like The Sixth Sense.
I hate that movie.
You hate that movie?
It's terrifying. I'm scared of clauses.
But hey, he did a good job with the fucking movie, though.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Sixth Sense, he did like Unbroken or
something.
That's
probably why I'm like claustrophobic or something.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah, he has hits and he has a good credits, but he didn't understand the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. And where like the biggest pet peeve for a lot of people that love Avatar were the fact that they pronounce his fucking name wrong.
Oh my god.
In the show, he's Aang.
Aang?
Yeah, his name is Aang.
Okay.
In the movie, he's Aang.
What? Why would they do that?
I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to seem genuine or seem like make it sound more Asian or some shit, but I don't even know if that's the correct way to say it. But in the show, you get so accustomed to Aang. Everyone fucking calls him Aang.
Damn. That sucks. That's a big ass fuck up.
That's a big fuck up. Just stuff little as that. Where you have these people that you get so emotionally invested in these characters and these stories. Where if you come out with different versions.
Then it just.
And you change stuff like that.
It makes you mad.
It makes you mad.
Just like Selena to me.
Just like Selena. Yeah. We had these expectations of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That it didn't deliver because it's not a movie. It's a show. It's a different format.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. That's actually good perspective. Wow. So
just to pull this back into full circle, that's what I think was going on. And if you want to be really invested in like these shows and these movies, I mean, just give them a chance and understand they're different platforms that you're listening on.
Yeah.
Just like a show on YouTube isn't going to be the same as a podcast. Even those integrations of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be different.
It is. It definitely is.
You know, you can't be watching this shit in your car. You have to listen to it or else you die and you crash because it's dangerous out there.
Yep. Yep. It's very true. Melanie, are you awake?
Huh?
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What is your perspective on the show so far? You didn't know anything about Selena. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she didn't even know J-Lo was in Selena.
Yes and no. I don't know.
Okay.
When I was little, I wouldn't watch it. But now
movie. Sounds about right.
Yeah, and recently I don't know why I haven't seen a movie yet. I don't know. But...
All right, so we're going to have a Selena marathon.
Yeah, well, one movie.
I know. And the show, yeah.
So but... I really hope you guys are able to hear that, but she said that she wasn't really around to like watch movies and shows. She was just everywhere. She couldn't watch a movie.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, that's how she grew up. But now getting to see some of the show, are you, like, interested in her story and see what all the craziness is about?
Melanie.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, listen to me at least a little. But, yeah, you are interested in it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Good.
Cool. Well.
Well, we'll have to definitely ask you for the perspective later.
Yes. We got to catch up on this.
Yes, and talk more about it. So. Cool.
But as of right now, I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate every one of you that comes around and listens and press plays and just supports us, really, because it means a lot.
Yeah, guys, for sure.
So if you guys have any topics you guys want us to talk about, or if you guys want us to continue doing what we're doing, let us know either down in the comments of our posts or just hit us up, check out our website, and then let us know what you guys want us to do.
Yeah, guys, we've been, honestly, the holidays have been a little, like, interesting on our end, ups and downs, I guess I could say, but
yeah, for
we're,
sure.
We're trying to stay active, and we want to like, we want to still be able to come to this and like keep talking and having genuine conversations about topics. Honestly, believe it or not, off and on the mic, like Sal, Melanie, and I usually have these conversations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll be driving to, I don't know, fuck, the post office for all, yeah, I care, and be like, so what do you think about this show? You know what? I didn't like it because of this, and this. Or I liked it because of this, and that. Or what did you think about the government that did this? And blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah, we can get into politics. We can get into religion. We can get into episodes. And just so...
We're just comfortable with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So especially because the other day, I watched the podcast with Mike Tyson and Burner and that other guy. I don't know what their podcast is called.
I don't know. I think it's
Hotbox.
Hotbox. Probably.
They're smoking weed like the whole time.
Yeah, I think it's Hotbox. I don't know if that's the one that Tyson does or if he even has one. Because I see him a lot in like different podcasts. So I think that is his podcast. I don't know.
But anyways, watching that really like gave me a full circle again. Like, hey, you're not doing the podcast for money. You're not doing the podcast for the views, the likes, the meeting people. You're not doing it for that. You know, you're doing it because... you want to have genuine conversations.
Yeah.
And that's literally what we've been doing.
I know. I want to learn
you
shit.
You know, that's what we've been doing. And so just like today having this episode was like nice.
It was very like, I get a release.
Yeah. Yeah. And there hasn't been like much happening. Like nothing really new from like the last episode we've had.
Not really. You know? It's just, you know, like everything. We focused a lot this year on the election and stuff like that because it was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that that's done and gone with, we're just like trying to move on, trying to see what else we can do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So right now we really want to talk about Selena and like the whole backlash with her show and like with the cast.
Yeah. So yeah, other than that, I mean, a couple shout outs, maybe like Ernesto, you know, he has a GoFundMe for his farm in Nicaragua. Well, I think the farms neighboring him.
The farms neighboring him that were affected by Hurricane Iota.
Yeah, so
that's how you say it.
Yeah, so just like look into our post, guys. We have the GoFundMe account on there. Mm-hmm. If not, you can go to their page and they have their GoFundMe. Man, a lot of countries in Central America were affected.
They were affected deeply.
Yeah,
just in Nicaragua, I think, based off of like the region where Ernesto was from, mm-hmm, he lost like 11 people. He knew like one or two of them.
Yeah. And in Guatemala, I mean, thankfully I didn't know anybody, like it wasn't anybody that's like family wise or close to us, but my dad did hear that there were some bridges knocked down. There was 50 to 100 people like killed in an area that we usually like to go travel, and we have like a cousin out there as well, and it's like northern Guatemala. So just make sure, guys, like you try to like look into our post, and we have ways you can help into these causes.
Right.
So,
we'll just end it off with that. Try to find somewhere in your heart to like support these people, because these are livelihoods, simple bridge, road, you know, anything that can help them do what they they can to support their families. So
yeah, exactly.
This hurricane affected thousands of people. So yeah, let's see what we can do to help.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, guys, hit us up if you need anything here. Want to hear something from us? Mm-hmm. Want to talk about something? You know, we're always down. You want to,
even if you want to just be on the show, we'll have you on the show. Yeah, you got a story to tell, we got it.
Yeah, we're down. So thanks, guys. I hope you're staying safe in the holidays. Please wear your mask. Please sanitize your hands. Wash your hands. And if you're sick, please stay home. Please.
Yes. Stay home. It's comfy.
Yeah. Go buy some. Go Postmates some pajamas or something and stay at home. Postmates some pajamas. I don't know. What delivers clothing? Right? All right, we're starting a business.
Let's do it.
Have Corona? Do you want pajamas? I got you. But you throw them, though. You throw them at the door.
You throw them away. You're like, yeet!
You throw them at the door and, like, hope that they pay you back. Yeah, but... All right, guys. We thank you. We appreciate you. And stay safe. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Well, la pues.